Good morning. 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, June the 26th, 2024. I had to think for a minute. It's scattered clouds, mostly blue sky, waning moon, not quite last quarter. Probably another day. Still slightly gibbous. It's cool this morning. It's not. The temperature outside my back door was 70 degrees. The official temperature is 62. And I left the heavy shirt at home. I'm just wearing my polo shirt and jeans this morning. And it's been quite comfortable, all things considered. From NPR News. The bread is baked for the day. I managed to get the bread in the fridge last night and in its loaf pans ready to go. Got it out this morning, gave it an hour to warm up, and tucked it in the oven around 5. Which, yeah, if you do the math, I was up at 4. 4 is a good time. I like 4. I like getting up at 4 o'clock. I can get stuff at least underway. I got most of my morning routine done. Plus, I got the bread baked. Plus, I had, 40 minutes or so of reading. I had my breakfast while the bread was baking so that when it came out, I could just strap on the shoes and walk. And so far, the plan's coming together. I expect the day to go to hell before it's over, but, we're off to a good start. I'll take that. Oh, I didn't see the turkeys this morning. Good morning. Yeah. Have you seen the turkeys?
It was terrible yesterday.
Yeah, I bet. Have you seen the turkeys?
Yes.
The mother and, a dozen chicks? Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
I
flew crossing down there.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I guess they were in their center court.
Oh, no kidding.
So.
They're getting around the neighborhood. You too. A lady with a little Scotty dog. The Scotty dog has been trimmed. Been to the groomers, apparently. Looking sleek, not at all fluffy. But yeah, she's seen the turkeys too, so very cool, very cool. I haven't seen them this morning. She said they were up on the other side of the. that's a lot of travel. They were up on the other side of the development, which is, I haven't even covered one leg of it here. And turkeys wandered off all that way. They're so cute. So, yeah, nice day. Scratch. My hat rests really close to, if not on, the hearing aid. So when I do something like adjust my hat, I hear it on the hearing aids where it scratches against the top. It was a little disconcerting to be with. I've grown used to it now. I hardly notice anymore. It's particularly, when I wear my glasses, I'm not wearing them. I don't wear them outside. But they're just for computer work. But when I adjust the glasses, they scratch too. And unless I'm careful, they will adjust the volume. Which is a little disconcerting when suddenly the volume goes from normal to really loud. It's like, no, stop. It is, however, a little sticky. I suspect the humidity is well above the normal 5% or whatever it is here. The air cooled and what was a real low humidity is now jacked up because the temperature is cooler, but the water hasn't fallen away. But yeah, I made some adjustments to the bread and it came out, the process came a lot smoother. The dough came out a lot more elastic, a lot cleaner. Again, I'm still playing with the 20% einkorn flour in my regular recipe. But I made three adjustments altogether. The first one was I reduced the yeast from 7 to 5 to 3 over the last 3 batches. 3 is still way more than I need grams of yeast. And part of it may well be that the scale is not really accurate at the 1 or 2, 3 gram level. So I'm going to knock it back to 1 the next time and see how that works out. Making the sponge first with all the water and half the flour, that really gets it going and sets up the turns. I don't need it. I stretch the dough and I pick up a piece, I leave it in the bowl, and I pick up a corner and fold it over, and then turn the bowl 90 degrees and pick up a corner, fold it over and turn. And do that. I go around like 4 or 5 times. And let the dough form, rest for about 45 minutes to an hour in between turnings. And I do 3 turnings. So I started a dough last night at 4 o'clock and put the sponge in and then gave the sponge 45 minutes to blossom, to bloom a little bit while I ate dinner or fixed dinner. And then threw in the rest of the flour and some salt and mix that all up. It comes out real raggedy. But then I'd let that sit for an hour and then start the turning process. It works really well. The other thing I did was, since the einkorn flour doesn't take high hydration very well, I knocked back the hydration to 60%. So 600 milliliters in 1,000 grams of flour, 200 grams were the einkorn. The rest was King Arthur bread flour, the normal white. And where the previous takes have been rather sticky and wet, by the time I got done with the first turn, not the mixing, but the actual first turn, the dough had already taken on some nice elasticity. It was already beginning to smooth out. Felt really good in the bowl. Was working really well, working really nicely. And yeah, 3 turns. The last turn was around 9. So 6, 7. Yeah, 6, 7, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah. 5 hours total. I split the loaf. And I split the dough into its loaf pans and then covered the loaf pans with the film from the vegetable aisle at the grocery store. put them on a tray so that they'd be easier to handle. I didn't have to handle them individually. I could just handle the tray. That worked really well. So pulled the tray out of the fridge when I got up at 4, let it warm up for an hour, let it warm up for 45 minutes before I started the oven. And I started the oven because it takes a while for the oven to get up to 475. And then gave it 20 minutes at 475 instead of 15, but did the overall cook at 45 minutes still, because that's my standard. My standard is 15 minutes at 475 and then the rest at 425. And this morning I did 20 minutes at 475 to give it a little extra heat, a little extra color, and then dropped it down to 425 for the remaining 20 minutes. And it looks good. I'm waiting to see if I can get crackle going. The last few have not crackled. You know, crackle is when the crust becomes brittle in the baking because of the moisture in the oven. And when the dough is expanding, when it's heated, it expands, of course, and you get what's called oven spring. And I'm getting really good oven spring. But then when it cools, the contracting insides give little hairline cracks to the crust. And if I'm doing it right, it crackles. I call it crackle. I'm not sure what it's really called, but you get little cracks in the thin outer crust on the top of the bread. So it came out nice. I was very pleased with the way it came out. It's not terribly hot yet. I got the heat in the kitchen taken care of. I've got little windows cracked open to try to bleed some of the heat off before we have to close all up again for the day. It's supposed to be another 90 degree day. But we have fresh bread and the day's off to a good start. And I think, is this the fifth day in a row? Come on, if I want to get ready, say it with me. Monk post. I think it is. I think yesterday was day 4. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm out, I'm walking, I'm talking, that's all that matters. We'll deal with it again tomorrow. Who is this? I haven't seen this guy in forever. It is. Well, good morning, stranger. How you been?
Been well. How about yourself?
You know, one day at a time.
Yeah. Come on.
Right. Any good 12-step program? Take care. That's a sports t-shirt guy. Thought that was him. He has a sort of janky walk. It's not smooth at all. I haven't seen him. Of course, I haven't walked regularly at this hour for a long time. So not seeing him is not too surprising. The bicyclists. Good morning. Yeah, that's a herd. In their bike shirts and jerseys and blinking helmets and taking it easy on the downslope here. That's the thing about Greeley. I should really be leaning into my bicycle. I have tires. I have a new chain to go on it. I haven't been able to get the chain puller. I have a chain puller. I don't know how to do it. I should take it into the bike shop and have them show me how to do it. Pay them to show me how to do it. I've got good tires for it, so I don't have the little thin racing tires on it anymore. I really want to trade it in on an actual cruiser. All kinds of people out here this morning at 6 o'clock. Something I can ride sitting up rather than hunched over the handlebars. Something with a decent seat. Maybe some panniers on the back. A grocery getter, as it were. Except I know perfectly well I would not use it. It's like, gee, I should get a gym membership and go use their equipment and maybe hire a trainer for a little bit to get myself going. And no, that way lies danger. That way lies disappointment. Now, that's an interesting flower. I wonder what that is. Dutchman's Butchers, maybe? So I'm about 90% of the way through Jake's Magical Market 3. I think it's winding down. I'm not sure. I'll have to see how this goes. But yeah, we'll have to see how it works out. I don't know. Hope it's not going to end on a cliffhanger. Let's see what it works out to be. I don't know. I don't have anything lined up after it. I've picked up a few samples, but I've honestly just sort of had my head down in Fallout 4. There are things about that game. It's like I don't have any mod. It's straight vanilla. It's straight up vanilla game. No Creation Club assets, no mods, just Fallout 4. And I'm running into trouble differentiating my settlers and provisioners from raiders, because half the time, or about a third of the time, raiders are gunners. And I have unfortunately dressed my people in gunner armor. Morning. So when it turns into a fur ball in defense, I'm never quite sure if I'm shooting a raider or if I'm shooting my own people, which I've been known to do, which ticks me off. Because I usually then have to start again and try over. Reload. So I've started giving them Minutemen outfits and worn fedoras to wear so that they all look, they all have a little yellow shirt and a hat. So anybody not wearing a hat is immediately, okay, that's a raider. I also, because the new update provided enclave assets, I've given them all a combat chest piece, but painted in enclave colors, because I'm unlikely to find more enclave people wandering around attacking. What I want, and I haven't found yet, although allegedly there is something in Creation Club that lets me paint Minutemen logos on armor, other than the power armor. So I may have to spend some time at Creation Club and spend a buck or two and buy that mod, because that would please me if I would do that and then stop playing the game, which is typically what I do. Make an investment, spend some time, and decide, nah, not gonna. It's like Ark Survival Ascended. Oh man, I really wanted to like that game. It's pretty good, but it, and I'll probably go back to it eventually. But it's just not, it's not that much better than Evolved. What can I say? Oh, my pen did get delivered last night. Unless that's something else I ordered. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.